Hi, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris Segura, and today I'm joined by my colleague Jason Anderson. And Jason, today I want to talk, show you a little bit of some of the work we're doing with partners in the industry, specifically Open Zeppelin.
Cool. One of the things that I love about Visual Studio Code today is with the VS Code plugin for Azure Blockchain in general, I can pull down samples, I can pull down TruffleBox, and and I can deploy effectively immediately, which makes it easier as me as a new to Solidity development, to be honest. It lowers the bar. But as I get more advanced in my development and want to start building my own contracts, what I would love to be able to do is to not reinvent the wheel and be able to grab some existing libraries that I can pull and integrate with my contract. So tell me how we can do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's go ahead and let me bring up my Visual Studio IDE here. Before I actually jump into the demo, let's talk a little bit about the Open Zeppelin contracts or libraries, if you will, if you're not familiar with them. There's a lot of common tasks you might want to do when you're a contract developer. You might want to do things like access control. You might want to do safe functions, right? Functions that are sort of known good functions. Rather than reinvent those the way you're talking about, Open Zeppelin publishes a number of contracts that are open source, well-vetted contracts that implement common tasks. So you can rely on those contracts to implement things like access control, gas station networks. In fact, Open Zeppelin, and let's go ahead and show a little bit of that integration work, they categorize their contracts in that way. So let me show you here. Let me bring up the Open Zeppelin. Sorry, give me a second. Oh, there it is. So let me bring up that add contracts from Open Zeppelin. You see it's now added to the command palette. If I had right-clicked on the Solidity file, I'd also get this as a shortcut. So here you see we're enumerating all of the categories Open Zeppelin has: gas station network, access control, payment, et cetera. And as a developer, you pick one of these. You can pick multiple of these, whatever you want, whatever you need to integrate into your root contract. But we're given more than just enumeration. So when I pick one, let's say we pick something like ERC20, I want to use this token. We're going to go ahead and download the contract. You see I've added a directory here called Open Zeppelin. I've downloaded all of the sort of contracts, but also linked contracts, right? Oftentimes a single contract has a lot of other dependencies. So we pull all those down. And then I give you sort of this, we pull down their README file so you can see what does an ERC20 actually do, how might I use it, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going beyond this. We're going not just pulling the contract from GitHub directly, showing you the README, but we're also integrating your development environment so that when you're ready to deploy, we've injected your environment so that it's ready to go. Anybody who's played with the Azure Blockchain Service Extension for Visual Studio knows that these migration files are sort of pre-configured, if you will, to deploy. You look here, this new one, we've injected the ERC20 sort of setup. So it's ready to go to Azure Blockchain.
Okay, so wait a minute. So instead of, you know, what I do today is I have to cut and paste like code from somewhere else and then do all of this scaffolding. We're just building this all out. That's amazing. So literally at this point, I can literally just integrate it with my Spark contract.
Yep.
And then I'm pretty much, I won't say done, but just about done.
Exactly, right. The goal of this effort is really sort of speed development, simplify development, and to let the community take advantage of projects like Open Zeppelin, which are doing great jobs of creating sort of these open source libraries that implement common features. Right. So that's a big part of what our goal is here. And so with that, just a kind of a quick demo to show our integration. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please follow us on Twitter at MSFT Blockchain. Thanks.